Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say, then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Sunny Show, and you may be asking, if you're a new caller, what is Real Talk for Real People Show? It's about a detailed, in-depth study of critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone and leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. And you may ask yourself, well, why do I may very well be doing this? Where you're trying to reestablish or restore a constructive and positive relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And be that it may, given the circumstances, what is happening in this universe, Russia, anywhere else for that matter, we think it's imperative that you do these studies. Because right now, it seems these studies are these relationships, so-called tacky, trashy, or terroristic relationship that we have in regards to one another, and most importantly, in regards to the Most High, are just as they are, tacky, trashy, or terroristic. And meaning that we follow after every idol, every religion, every imagery, and so on and so forth. Thus, we are counterproductive to a codified relationship. It's simply wicked imagination and leaning to your own understanding, which doesn't suffice in a constructive and positive relationship, codified one, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless his name and let all of us bless and praise his holy name, our souls and all that's within us, because as far as our souls are concerned, as far as restoration is concerned, these constructive relationships are needed more so than anything in this universe. Because your creator knew you before you was in your mother's womb. So if that ain't important, I don't know what it is. And you may be asking yourself, who is the we you make a reference to, Yom Suf? Well, we have Sister Abigail from New York City. She keeps us on the straight and narrow, keeps us on the right page, the right curriculum, so to speak. When we get off script, off the reservation, and digress sometimes. She keeps us on point. And Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, she keeps us, just keep us motivated, keep us going, you know, moving in the right direction, so to speak. And Cartrell, he's a detail brother from New York City. He keeps things in detail, and he has a vast reservoir of information to share where details are concerned. He's been studying the Most High for most of his life. And so he's quite adequate and detailed in order to continue on doing so. And Yom Suf Arif, I bring a little flavor, a little humor. But some of the most serious things are said in humor. Don't take it lightly. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Abigail from New York City. Sister Abigail, your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. It's so good to come back and get some more of the lesson. And may Yah bless you all, your families, and your friends.
Thank you very much, Sister Abigail. May the Most High bless you. Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Shalom. Your mic is shalom.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Shalom, shalom. And it's another beautiful day for me, even though a lot of stuff is going on around us, which that's why I understand what Avi, I say we have to stay prayed up. It's not a religious thing. It's a spiritual thing for us to meditation for the Most High. Hallelujah.
That was good. That was good. So I like that. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Most High.
You
now, yes, ma'am. Cotriel from New York City. Cotriel. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Bless you, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing? Good to hear your voice.
You're doing well, brother. You're doing well. Good to hear yours.
Yes. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Give thanks that I'm alive.
Praise y'all.
Believe
it, you better believe it.
Yeah, man.
Well, if y'all don't have any commentaries or any additional comments on temporary subject matter, we'll move on. If not, we'll hold the press.
I would tell y'all one thing. You know, today I had to go up and pay my phone bill because I forgot to pay it. But anyway, the phone place where I go pay the bill was right next to my doctor's office. So I killed two birds with one stone.
Right.
But the reason I'm saying that, right before that, when I woke up, before I got up there, they put on the news right there where I was going. They shot up two young guys. And the blood and the tape was all around. But I said, well, I thought about it. I said, maybe I should cancel it and don't go. But then I thought about it. I said, it's meant for me to go up there. I'm going, and I trust in y'all, and I know I'll be safe. By the time I got up there, the place was cleared out. But I just pray that they said the two guys were in the hospital. I'm glad they survived. I don't know what they did or if it was their fault, but however, I just pray that they survive and they catch the person who did the shooting. If not, I know there's going to be some retaliation up there.
Right. Praise y'all. I concur.
Yep.
All right. Well, Sister Yehudi, Katriel, y'all got anything to say?
No, not this time. Not me anyway.
Okay.
There's more guns in America than people. America was built on blood, and that's how it's going to go out. There's nothing in their legislation, their law that's going to stop the gun violence. And we just got to be prayed up. Y'all's our refuge and our shield.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Thank you, Sister Abia, and thank you, Katriel. Let's start the press. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps. And please let us not have wicked imaginations, that we continue to lean to our own understanding. Chapter 17 of Jeremiah tells about Yahuwah's sin. It is specific about these sins, these inequities, and its punishment as a result. Verse 1, the sin of Yehudah is, and it says this is just written in stone. It is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond, it is engraved on a tablet of their hearts. It is so intricate; it has become an intricate part of their nature, their sins and their iniquities and their idolatry. And he said, and the horns of their altars, not the altar and the temple, but the altars they erected to the idolatry. He says, their altars, poor, and their wooden images, poor, by the green trees on the high hills where they had them set up, oh, my mountain and the field. As a result, I will give as plunder your wealth, all your treasures, and your high places of sin within all your borders of your land, and you, even yourselves, shall suffer, shall let go of your heritage as a result, which I gave you. I will cause you to serve your enemies, which we still do now, and the land which you do not know. We knew about the lands around our region. We knew about the nations around our regions, but we didn't know about the Northerners, but we know about them now. So you have kindled a fire in my anger. You brought this upon yourself, which shall burn forever. Thus said the Elohim, cursed is the man who trusts in man. And that's what Abijah just said. She didn't put her trust in herself or any other human being. And that Yah says, cursed is the man who trusts in man. She trusts in Yah, as we all should be doing in any regard. And make flesh his strength. Put your strength in the strength of Glatum of Putin and his nuclear warheads and his armament and these United States of America, France, Britain, and so on. And so if you're trusting in these nations to secure and safeguard your welfare, the Most High said, you're a fool, so to speak.
How about JC? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that, Katya. And I will say that. JC.
He's a man, right?
Because here's what
happens. What's the most I say about putting your trust in men or believing in men?
It's a curse as a man who trusts in man.
Right. Exactly.
And he said, here's what happened if you do this. Whose heart, because your heart departs from the Elohim. If you put your trust in men, whose heart departs from the Elohim? But he should be like a shrub in the desert. And I should not see, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhibited. But there is a proverbial but. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Elohim, and whose hope is in the Elohim. And that person, that woman, that child, for he shall be like a tree planted by waters, refreshed and invigorating, which spreads out to its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, or Gladstone or Putin, or these United States of America. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought. You won't want for any day, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Your life will always be a continuum. The blessings of the Most High. And it said the reason why you shouldn't do that, that's your heart, my heart, and anybody else's heart. The heart is deceitful above all things, yours, mine, and anyone else, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Elohim, search the heart. I can. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, not only his things, but their actions. According to the fruit of his doing. Not simply what's in his heart. Because what's in the heart, sometimes you can't divulge. But I know what's in their heart. And it's going to be reflected in their ways and the fruits of their doing, their actions. As a partridge that broods, but does not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by right. As in these Western Hemisphere. As in Gladstone or Putin, still in the land of some another nation. So he who gets rich, but not by right, it will leave him in the midst of Vladimir Putin at the end of the day, all and his henchmen, his proselytes. They're not going to get any joy out of that. They're here today, gone tomorrow. I will leave him in the midst. It will leave him those riches, stolen riches. At his end, he will be a fool. A glorious high throne. From the beginning, it's the place of our sanctuary. O Yah, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be eventually ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Elohim, the fountains of living water. I didn't say anything about no Holy Spirit or JC. Let me make that clear. But Jeremiah prayed for deliverance. Jeremiah says in this prayer, heal me, O Yah, not your doctor, not your lawyer, not your politician, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Praise and bless the Most High. Indeed, they said to me, where is the word of the Elohim? Let it come now. As for me, I have not heard a way for being a shepherd who follows you. Just because things don't come on my time frame or what you may prescribe what time it should be. As for me, as Jeremiah said, I have not heard a way for being a shepherd who follows you. Nor have I desired the woeful day. You know what came out of my lips. It was right there before you. You can't hide anything from the Elohim. And he asked Yah, see, he's not worried about Gladstone or Putin or these United States of America, universal white race supremacy, or any other terror. Do not be a terror. He worried about Yah, as we all should direct our attention to who really is terrifying. Do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of doom. I'm glad I'm a Buddha. Not just Western Hemisphere. Let them be ashamed who persecute me. He didn't take the initiative upon himself to do anything to anybody. He asked the Most High, let them be ashamed who persecute me, as you should be doing. But do not let me be put to shame as a result of my trust in you, he's saying. Let them be dismayed. But do not let me be dismayed. Bring on them the day of doom and destroy them with double destruction. He's not taking the initiative. You got to refrain yourself from taking initiative, a unilateral move without. King David was a classic example of a man or king didn't make unilateral moves just because he felt so. Just because he thought that was the right thing to do. Every time King David ran into any situation, is his family, friends, war, his own misfellings. He didn't take unilateral moves. His first move, because he was terrorized, and we all should be, by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And as a result, his life was constructive and productive and codified. See, a lot of us, because we don't have the right minds and the right heart, we take unilateral moves without consultation from the Most High. That's where we seem to find ourselves, universally speaking, and the boats all sinking together. And these so-called ghettos, they call them, killing one another, as Associate Aviar alluded to. And most are shooting one another. Most of a whole lot of nothing. I call it the generation of showing up to show out and show up, but not following the Most High. And the Most High says in regards to the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day is very important. A lot of people take it for granted. But the Most High says, thus the Elohim said to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people by which the king of Yehuda come in. That's the very same gate. The kings of Yehuda come in and by which they go out. And I want everybody to know this, commoners and kings and princes alike, and in the gates of Jerusalem, and said to them, hear the word of the Elohim, you kings of Yehuda, and all Yehuda, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates. Thus said Yah, not me, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, nor carry a burden out of your houses on a Shabbat day, nor do not work, but follow the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers, but they did not obey, nor incline their ear, but made their neck stiff, stubborn, that they might not hear, nor receive. That's why you don't hear or receive instructions from me. You have respect for the Shabbat. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Elohim, to bring no burdens to the gates of this city on a Shabbat day in our land, but hallow the Shabbat day to do no work in it, then shall enter the gates of this city kings and princesses sitting on the throne of King David. You'll have a continuum if you heed me, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, accompanied by the men of Yehuda and inhabitants of Jerusalem. This, if you do what I tell you in your land, if you follow my instructions, that's why I said, following the Most High instructions is the most important thing codified that you can do. Stop with the nonsense, please. Stop with the leaning to your own understanding, please. That's not work for you in 402 years in county, and it won't work for you. If y'all just got to get this. Everybody leaning to their own understanding, on their wicked imagination, doing whatever suffice, whatever they feel like, whenever they feel like, or however they feel like, especially in regards to the Shabbat and the land. And what I'm saying in the land, because it's prescribed and mandated. Outside of the land, it still should be have significance. You still should honor the Sabbath. It's mandated and prescribed in the land, but it should be kept in remembrance and be reflective of you, you being codified with the Most High. He worked 6 days. He rested 7 days. Are you any best or less than the Most High? So if it's good enough for Yah, it should be good enough for you. And if you think you're something special, well, we'll be unto you. And he says, this city shall, if we did what we supposed to be doing, follow the Most High, this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Yehuda and from the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin, from the lowland, from the mountains, and from the, because y'all be on point, from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and incense, bringing sacrifice of praise to the house of the Elohim. Yeah. But our problem, stiff-necked, stubborn pride, leaning to your own understanding, but if you will not heed me to hallow the Shabbat day, such as not carrying a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on a Shabbat day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. It did, and it shall not be quenched. It hadn't. Praise Yah, and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Hootie, Sister Abia, y'all have the mics.
Yes, sir. This is a chapter that relates to our ancient fathers in past times, time that the prophet Yirmiyahu was living in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason we today have to pray for our ancestors. We have to ask Yah to forgive them.
Exactly.
We have to ask Yah to forgive us.
Exactly.
Because Yah is describing what they did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they didn't know what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. Yah was telling them, you're going to lose your inheritance and your children, they're going to be sent into captivity. They heard this word and they refused to follow Yah. But, you know, the prophet is praying for himself. 16 verse, he says, as for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor, your book says shepherd, to follow you. Neither have I desired the woeful day. The woeful day is that day of judgment that Yah is going to bring, right?
Exactly.
And even from that time, prophet Jeremiah knew that Yah's going to bring this woeful day, but he didn't desire it. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. In other words, everything you speak has to be right. Like we read yesterday, you have to speak truth with a sincere heart.
Right.
And Yah can be a terror unto us, which he is, but the prophet Yirmiyahu knows that he has walked the righteous path. So he's asking Yah, don't be a terror to me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Is Yah your hope in the day of evil? That's the question. I know he's mine. Let them be confounded that persecute me. Yeah, people are going to persecute you. Why? Because you're standing up on truth. You're going to be persecuted. But let me not be confounded. Don't let me be confused. Because you could easily be confused. People will persecute me. I'm standing for righteousness. I don't understand why they persecute me because I'm standing for righteousness. You might be confounded.
Right.
Let them be dismayed. Yeah. Turn it on them. And let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Double destruction. That's serious. Now say Yah to me, go. Stand in the gate of the children of the people whereby the kings of Judah come in and by the which they go out. And in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, hear the word of Yah, you kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, that enter in by these gates. Now say of Yah, take heed to yourselves, check yourself, and bear no burden on the Shabbat day, and bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Did they listen to what Yah said? Obviously, no.
Neither
carry forth a burden out of your house on the Shabbat day. Neither do any work. But hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined they their ear, but made their neck stiff that they might not hear or receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, which it did, or it didn't, if ye shall hearken diligently unto me, says Yah, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Shabbat day, the hallowed Shabbat day, and do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates there of the city, kings and princes sitting upon the throne of King David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes and the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. But did they listen? Oh, no. And they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places about Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin and from the plain and from the mountains from the south, bringing burnt offerings. So they're not doing their offerings and sacrifices everywhere. Wherever you are, you have to go to the city of Jerusalem where the Most High's house is. That's how it was done when we were in our land. And they sacrifice and meat offerings and incense and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of Yah. There's only one house, and the house is in Jerusalem. And this is what our ancient fathers were doing, but they were not doing it in the codified way. And what happened? He says, but if you will not hearken unto me to hallow the Shabbat day, which they didn't, and not bear a burden, which they did, even entering into the gates of Jerusalem on the Shabbat day, then I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, which Yah did. He burnt down his house. He burnt the gates of Jerusalem, which means what? All those offerings and sacrifices that we were supposed to bring up, it can't be brought up no more. It cannot be brought up no more. We cannot sacrifice or worship to Yah, because Yah kindled a fire in the gates of Jerusalem. And what happened? It shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. So to this day, after this burning, after this fire devoured these places that Yah is talking about, it still hasn't been rebuilt by the children of Israel, the nation of Israel. Yeah, foreigners are in there, but no, we have not rebuilt the gates of Jerusalem or established the palaces thereof, because Yah took that all out of the way. And this is why we have to ask Yah to forgive our ancient fathers, because they were way off course, which is why we're here now, lamenting that we're not home, that we don't have our heritage, that strangers and wicked people rule over us. It was our ancient father's fault, but it's our fault that we don't turn back to Yah like he told us to do, because he said we're worse than them. We don't want to be worse than our ancient fathers.
Thank you, Gajel. Sister Julia, Sister Abia.
I'm good. Just listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, he said it all. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if that's the case of praising, bless the Most High and praise his name, we'll proceed to the next segment of the study, the last segment, in the book of Psalms 17. I think this song sort of is synchronized with what we just read. Praise Yah, and Katriel will lead us in these studies.
Praise Yah.
Praise.
But I just want to reemphasize some verses that are important. Most
okay.
Often, blessed is the man that trusts in Yah and whose hope is in Yah. For he shall be as a tree planted by waters. If a tree is planted by waters, it never has to worry about where it gets the source of water from, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he comes, for her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And the Most High says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? But Yah knows it, because he says, I search the heart and try the reins, even to give every man what? According to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. So that's what Christians get. You reap what you sow. Right? Your heart speaks what your thoughts are. And whatever your thoughts and your heart desire, that's what you're going to reap. If it's wickedness, you're going to reap wickedness. If it's righteousness, you're going to receive righteousness. But anyway, King David, our king, left us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding through his prayers, through his songs, to connect with our Creator. He built up his spiritual bank account. He was able to call upon Yah, like the presidents have that red hot line. King David didn't need a red hot line. All he had to do was open up his heart and his mind and create these songs and prayers so that the Most High would connect with him. So he could thank the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, for our King, King David, and the wisdom that he imparted upon us. Book of Psalms, chapter 17. Oh, yeah. Hear my plea for justice, because I ain't crying for Black Lives Matter, equal rights, civil rights. I'm not crying to my enemies for justice. I'm crying to you, specifically, Yah, for justice. Listen to my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer. We ain't praying to Congress. We ain't praying to the Senate. We ain't praying to the president. We pray to Yah to help us to receive justice. For it comes from honest lips. And we know our oppressors, they don't have honest lips, do they? Declare me innocent, for you see those who do right. Yah's watching. He's looking. And he's marking you. How is your spiritual bank account? Are you doing what's right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight? Because that builds up your spiritual bank account. Yah sees who's doing right. You have tested my thoughts. Yah tests your thoughts. What you're thinking about. What you're meditating on. Yah's testing everything you even think about, much less what you say. I'll read it again. You have tested my thoughts. And King David knew that. And examined my heart in the night. You have scrutinized me and found nothing wrong. So Yah's looking at you from head to toe. He's looking at what you're saying and what you're thinking. I have followed your commands, which is what all of us are supposed to be doing. What is Yah telling us to do? What is he commanding us to do? Are we following up? Following what he's telling us to do? King David said, yes, I'm following your commands, which keep me from following cruel and evil people. So if you're following Yah's commands, you shouldn't be following cruel and evil people, which means universal whiteness and supremacy. My steps have stayed on your paths. Raise your hands if your path has stayed on Yah's path. Or are you leaning on your own understanding? I have not wavered from following you. How many of us are following Yah and the words and his command? I'm praying to you because I know you will answer. Does Yah answer you when you pray? Or do you even pray to the Most High to even get an answer? We know that King David, he's letting you know. I am praying to you. Because I know Yah, you will answer, O Elohim. Bend down, Yah, and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. These are affirmations we should say every day. Bend down, Yah, and listen to my prayer. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. By your mighty power, you rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. You get it? Y'all got the keys? It doesn't matter how strong our enemies are. Y'all is mightier than our enemies. And by your mighty power, you could rescue those who seek refuge from you, from their enemies. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from the wicked people who attack me, from murderous enemies who surround me. They are without pity. Listen to their boasting. They track me down and surround me, watching for the chance to throw me in the ground. Hands up. No gun. Don't shoot. Take your knee out my neck. They are like hungry lions, eager to tear me apart, like young lions hiding to ambush. That's what they do in Babylon every day. To our young brothers. And if our young brothers pray to Yah, mayhaps Yah will protect them. Arise, O Yah. Stand against them and bring them to their knees. Don't let them put their knees in our neck, but bring them to their knees. Rescue me from the wicked with your sword by the power of your hand, O Yah. Destroy those who look to this world for their reward. And I got to catch this. Most High King David said, by the power of your hand, O Yah, destroy those who look to this world for their reward. And most people on the planet right now are looking for their reward in this world right now. The real reward is to be connected with Yah and his plan. So those who are connected, we're looking for the reward of the world today, you in trouble. Because the Most High is going to destroy those who look to this world for their reward. But satisfy the hunger of your treasured ones. See, you got to be connected with Yah. And Yah has to value you. He has to treasure you. You have to be worthy to the Most High. Therefore, he will consider you his treasure. Because you're obedient. You're his servant. You're humble. And you're walking in the path that he designed for you. Those are his treasured ones. And may their children have plenty. Yeah, the treasured ones, their children are going to have plenty. Leaving an inheritance for their descendants. And we all are looking to give our children and our children's children an inheritance. But we have to walk the path of Yah. We have to be his treasured ones. King David says, because I am righteous, I will see you. That's futuristic. Right? Why would King David say, because I'm righteous, I will see you, when he has great communication all throughout his life with the Most High? But he knows that in time to come, he will see him. When I awake, I will see you face to face and be satisfied. So King David right here is letting you know that when he has his soul restored by Yah, while from the sleep that he's sleeping with his fathers, he knows that he's going to awake and see Yah face to face, and then he's going to be satisfied. I don't know if you caught that, because what are you talking about? When I awake, he's awake. He's writing this psalm. He's writing this song, right? What are you talking about? When I awake, I will see you face to face and be satisfied. He's talking about when he comes back after Yah restores his soul. Don't you get it? Yeah, he been trying to drop us hints and clues the last three chapters that we have a chance for everlasting life if we live right and walk the path that's righteous. So give thanks to our King who knew the way of righteousness and related to us.
Praise God. Thank you, God. I don't have any comments on it other than it's self-explanatory. All these things are codified and linked together. From one book, from Jeremiah to Psalms 17, Jeremiah chapter 17. Basically, for all intents and purposes, saying the same thing. Get codified. And the reason why, King David explains it all. To the last verse, that last verse is for us to be satisfied. Mine reads, I should be satisfied when I awake in your likeness, when I'm restored. And Cartrell is on point. The King is leaving these tidbits, but because we choose to lean to our own understanding, we just don't get it. Praise God and bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To Sabia, any commentary?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All I have to say with that last one, too, I want to be satisfied just as well. I want to hear y'all say, job well done. So
praise
I God. Stay right there on the right path and keep teaching y'all being obedient.
Just like the prophet Jeremiah, I ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
All right. Sister Yahweh.
Yeah, you get us two mixed up. That's so funny sometimes. But I don't say nothing.
But that's a good thing, so silly.
That's
I mean, y'all
funny.
Got similarities. Y'all got similarities because y'all codified. And sometimes it comes off that, you know, when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to Abby. And sometimes when I'm speaking to Sister Abby, I'm speaking to you. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
I say
we are one.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said we are one.
Yeah.
You better believe
it. Look at it that way.
Yeah.
You can. You know, I noticed, though, when you were reading in Jeremiah, that he was telling about the Sabbath and their gates in Jerusalem. And it's interesting how Israel says their gates here. And I said it doesn't say that.
Yeah, that's called leaning to your own understanding, wicked imaginations, and stiff necked yourself. You want to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and that's supposed to make it right. What you're saying don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not you. Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean. You ain't gotta. I know what you mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What they saying don't make sense. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not in context. They're not in context when they make these asinine statements.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. It doesn't make any sense. They're not codified. They don't know when they're in the land, talking reference to the land or out of the land. Just making up stuff as they go. Because they're doing the same thing religions do. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying all the most bad words. They're doing a religious thing. Skip to the loop, my dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still under Judaism or same thing, religious. Religion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is about religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't know that we have to apologize, like Leviticus 26 says, for the deeds of our ancient fathers. When we read the book of Jeremiah, it's a rap sheet on what our kings did, what our priests did, what our people did. Jeremiah is standing in the gates of Jerusalem at the temple, and he's telling them what y'all, the message, the code. Like, y'all coming up in here, you're not doing the right thing, and y'all's not pleased. He's not. He's so angry with y'all. Y'all think this place is going to last forever, but it's about to be destroyed, and I'm trying to warn y'all. And they didn't want to hear what he was saying. They wanted to kill him. They didn't kill him. But Yah did what he said he was going to do and destroyed that place because our ancient fathers had no respect for that place.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their connection with Yah, which is why we're here right now in this captivity. I don't mean to sound angry, but yeah, they messed up. They messed up. Mm-hmm. What y'all doing? You read it in the book of Jeremiah. He's trying to tell them how to straighten it out because Yah's giving y'all a chance. You kings that's coming through these gates. But we know what they was doing when they came to the gates. They was plotting to kill him because they didn't want to hear anything that he had to say. And as a result, Yah destroyed that place to this day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, ain't going to be no quenching. Y'all come up here fronting like you're doing a Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, if you want to do the Shabbat, do it right. Do it right. And if you don't, I'm going to destroy it so you can't do nothing. And that's where we are right now. Because you can't go to Jerusalem, to the palace, to bring up our sacrifices.
Right.
Can't put a round peg in a square hole. Can't do it.
You better believe it.
Yes.
Can't do it. Well, it's been a good study show. And it's been very codified. It's been very much the most highway. If you're not, it's the highway. Well, if you're not codified, I don't think Concha
will
take it.
Not in the old highway, but Yahweh.
You better believe
All right.
it. You better believe
it. So I got a question. We've read from Genesis to Jeremiah 17, right?
Right.
What part of what we've read is religious?
Nothing.
None of it that I know of.
Everything we've read is history.
They told you not to fall into that religion mess.
Yeah.
Everything we've read from Genesis.
Yeah.
everything we've read from Genesis to this chapter in the book of Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 17, has been history, right? Nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with religion at all. So how do they make this book a religious book? How do you make this book a religious book?
Especially when people are in power or privilege, they can determine, the Caucasians determine that they're self-rule because their God put them in charge. Well, their God did, but ours, he chose us. I'm glad he chose us because sometimes I think they're more aliens or whatever. They something ain't natural about them, but anyway.
No. Well, before we get ready to go, I think Ima Hadora has graced us with her presence, so we're going to bring on.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Ima Hadora, may the Most High bless you. Mike is Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. I'm so sorry I got here late, but I had some other calls come through. And I just got off of the phone, but shalom to everyone. All praise to the Most High. Hallelujah. You know, you're absolutely right there. Yeah, we don't know this, but the scripture, most of us don't know it anyway, but the scripture speaks about four different entities, four different beings. It speaks about man, mankind, the stranger, and the alien. You'll find all four of those throughout the scriptures. Have we ever thought about that? Just something to think about. And it kind of lines up too with Genesis, the first chapter, when the other Elohims sought permission from the Most High, asking, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And every nation have their own God, you see. So we don't know exactly. Then you have to wonder, how was it that the Almighty would tell Israel to go in and kill up everything, kill up the babies, the dogs, the cats, the cockroaches, the man, everything. Don't leave nothing alive in there. Why would y'all order such a command?
Just and what he knows the inner workings of man, their DNA.
Mm-hmm. He knew that constant. When he said boost, he said they would be a thorn in your spine. Most of us said he knew our nation, our people, who just came out of Egypt, a baby nation, who had no nation at all before. Going into these other nations, he knew that if we didn't destroy them, that they would be a thorn in our side and we would be worshiping their gods. He told us not to even ask how you serve these gods. He said, destroy them. And our ancient fathers, unfortunately, did not destroy them, and they got involved with them, which caused them to get spit out of the land. Because they worship the idols of the nations, which Jeremiah so blatantly lays out, like our rap sheet. You're a whore. You run after every idol under the sun. Like a whore.
A strange one at that.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to really say this. What is really interesting is that if we ever take the time to really take in what the New Testament is telling us, it tells us it's the gospel. And when you look up the definition of gospel, it says good news. But it goes on further to tell you the good news according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the letters of Paul. How did their words become so superior to the word of the Almighty? Who is Mark, Luke, and John, and Matthew? Where did they come from? What's their pedigree?
they speak. And yet these are the words of men. Men, we don't even know who they are. They just say, it could have put Louise and Mary up there as far as that's concerned.
And we just read,
who are these?
Yah said, cursed be the man that put his trust in men. So you trusted
absolutely
in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. Those are people. You putting your trust in them, what they say, as opposed to the word of Yah, which is the fountain of living waters, and you're in trouble. Cursed be the man that put his trust in man. That's what he
said.
And
we'll argue, we'll go and challenge the word of Yah with the word of Matthew, Luke, and John. Huh?
That means they cursed me, Mom, because they put more trust in man than in the word of Yah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did not speak the word of Yah at all.
By virtue of the Nicene, the bishops of the Nicene Council, the Roman Catholic religious church, and derivative of these other so-called religions.
Well, you know something, and that's another thing, especially our people don't even think of or consider, that all of the Christian religions, whether it's Protestant, Lutheran, Baptist, or whatever, it all came out of the Roman Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
She's the mother of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And we just read yesterday.
I'm
sorry. We just read yesterday, Psalm 16, verse 4. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I, King David, will take no part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. So Christianity talks about the blood sacrifice, right, of a man.
Absolutely.
That's why you very seldom, hear me make mention of JC and anything in reference to the red letters, whatever letters they got. I'm not vaguely interested, nor supporting or arguing that position, because I don't have a dog to hunt over there, and I'm with the Most High. So I still make reference to it.
You sound like the real Yahshua, the son of Nun, Yahshua.
No, I think he's a little smarter than me. You know, like I said, don't follow
him. No,
don't follow young Sukkot. You get run over. Follow the Most High. And I actually got run over when I was 5 years old. And so that's why I said, don't follow him across the street. You will get run over.
You're a man.
I will. A hot one at that. At 5 years old. Hey, look at that.
Well,
I
don't feel lonely.
I was on the sidewalk, Imahador, and there's a crowd of people around me. I was just like that old white woman after that cab hit me. Have a fall, I can't get up.
I think that's kind of holds true for most of Israel, them. Right? They've been ran over by a Mack truck, and they still can't get up.
Rip Van Winkle woke up and ran across the street. That's what I call a Rip Van Winkle.
About that.
Yeah.
Who survives being run over by a Mack truck?
Nobody.
Only Israel.
Yeah.
Oh.
We take a licking and we keep on ticking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A time bag.
We come up fighting every time.
Running right across the street.
The problem is we get to start fighting against each other.
Yeah, running right across the street without even heeding the stop sign. The code of
My, it's like we get hit with a Mack truck every day and lose our senses.
Yep, Rip Van.
Our people ain't got no sense. Our people ain't got no good sense.
No common sense at all.
You know, they just announced on the news the day before yesterday that a black police officer just got 27 years for shooting a 15-year-old white kid in the back. But that's after the kid had shot at him and threw the gun away. Mm-hmm. So they found him guilty, but I guess maybe we got this thing wrong, huh? The white folks can shoot us in the head just because we're trying to reach for ID. And they said that they feel fearful of their lives, huh? We didn't have a gun. We just had our ID.
We was in our otherwise, we was in our own living room. When you came to my house, somebody at your house shot me.
I tell you, we better wake up. We better wake up.
But that only lets you know that when the Most High takes the cup of, that only lets you know that when the Most High takes the cup of fury out of his people's hands, based on the punishment that we deserve, and puts it into the hands of our enemies, they're not gonna be able to handle it.
No, well, that's why, you know, we should be running to fall on our faces before our God to seek his forgiveness. Because the Almighty says, if we do this, if once you cause me to remember my covenant, it's a wash. Everything that you have suffered, I'm going to put it back on the other nations tenfold. Huh?
Do you know every night we read these scriptures, the Most High shows us the remedy, the code, and the cure? Every scripture we read, he shows us the remedy, the code, and the cure.
Because he's Yah, he changed not.
That's right. Even with the punishment, even with the anger, even with his fury poured out towards us, he still shows us there's still a way for y'all. That's amazing.
And that's what's even more amazing than that, Moray, is that that's the very thing we run away from.
Well, our salvation, our refuge, our help, our protection. Why are you running away from that? You should not be walking the earth in fear if you know the Most High. It's like King David. King David talking about he's sleeping like a baby. Do you know he had more stress than we had? How many people were trying to kill King David? He had nations trying to kill him. And he's talking about he sleep like a baby because he got Yah by his side. He know Yah going to protect him.
So what does that say about us today? That means that I would think it would mean that we don't know our God. We don't trust him. We trust man, but we don't trust Yah.
Well, that's what Jeremiah said. Curses the man and trusts men. And blessed man is most trustable.
It bless his heart.
Right. We've been trusting
his heart
this governmental system. Right. We've been trusting this governmental system and everything in reference to it and this daughter of Babylon. And then we can't figure out why thing ain't working out for us. We place our trust in the wrong thing.
And what we don't know,
well, Nick,
based on what we just read tonight, Yah knows your heart. The Most High knows your thoughts. He hears your words, and he sees your actions. So you can't know a person much deeper than that. You don't know my heart, the people on the phone. Yah knows my heart. You don't know my thoughts. Guess what? Yah knows my thoughts. Everybody knows my words, or some of my words, but Yah knows all of my words. So we think that Yah's far away, but he's so intimately, closely tied to us for the good or the bad, we don't realize that we're being recorded based on our actions, our thoughts, and what our hearts yearn for. Because y'all are watching over
them. You're absolutely right. And if it's permissible for me to say this, we're going to do this September the 16th of next year. We're going to go before our God. We're going to do it the right way this time. We've done it for everybody else, but it's always been the wrong way. But this time we're going to do it the right way and for the right reason. And next September the 16th, we're going to meet up in Lincoln Memorial in D.C., and we're going to go before our Creator and cry out to Him and ask the Almighty to please see us worthy as being worthy to bring us back into the bond of the covenant once again. So we encourage all of our people to start preparing for that day. It will be the Feast of Trumpets, and we go in with the trumpets and the roar of the Lion of Yehuda, because it will be Yehuda that's going out there to cry out to the Most High God. You know, this is what's interesting. If we're mindful, and I know you guys are, the Almighty never asked of us to do anything in these lands of our captivity that would put us in harm's way. Over and over and over again. The Almighty never asks of us to go out there and let them put the water hoses on us and the dogs and beat us upside the head with the billy clubs and shoot us in the back of the head and all of that. He never asked us to do that, but we did it. He never asked us to go and stand in a hot sun to listen to a man tell us about his dream that became a nightmare for us. But we did it. We did the Million Man March. And only someone that benefited from that is the one that threw that march, because nothing changed for our people. But we did it. But the thing that the Almighty asked of us to do, and what's interesting is why we should be running to do it, because at the end of the day, the Almighty is the only one, Israel, that can lift these curses up off of us. No one else can do it. God, what else we do, it's not going to do anything to make the Almighty lift these curses up off of us except what He has given for us to do, as Will Ray just spoke about in a few minutes ago. It's written all through His Word. He's just waiting for Israel to tell Him we're sorry, that we're responsible. We're the one that broke that covenant, not Him. And so everyone keeps saying that all the thing we got to do is wait on Yah. No. Yah gave you the proverbial if. Conditional. If you do this, then this is what I'm going to do. So we're asking, putting the word out to all of Israel. Let us for once obey our God, not man. Let us obey Yah. And let us gather ourselves together as the son of Yah, the nation of Yah, and go before our Creator, our Abba, and please to tell Him we're sorry and ask that He forgive us and our fathers for what we have done to break His covenant. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yes,
that's September 2023, right?
September 16, 2023, Washington, D.C. We'll keep you updated. And so forth, the meeting we had last night, it's going well. It's going very well.
So it's not the next September, it's the following September.
23, not this coming September. Next September, that way we give our people enough time to plan and prepare. And I just want all of Israel to know, when we do this thing, if you really know your God and you know His word, when we go before Him as His son, as His nation, it's a wash, Israel. And we're going to also have it live stream from our people that are in other countries. We're going to have it live stream where they can be a part of it as well. This time we're going to do it for Yah instead of we going. We done went in the name of JC. We've been all over the world in the name of JC. Been in all over the world in the name of Allah. We have never done anything for in the name of Yah. And for those that say, well, we've done that all before. We've already done that or whatever. Just know this. As the Almighty does, I mean, as it's done down here, it's also done in the heavens. The Almighty is keeping records just like these people down here keep records. And you know why? You know you haven't done it? Because you can go and get dates. You can go and look it up in the history books. Library of Congress, when all of these other things took place, when can you go and look up a date when Israel went before Yah? Outside of ancient Egypt.
Well, Imam Adora, will you please repeat that to the listeners again? The time?
We're going to Washington, D.C. September the 16th, 2023. That's next year this time. And not this September, but next September, 16th, 2023.
Okay.
And we're asking all of Israel, all, let go yourselves and let go and let Yah. Let us do this thing. We've done it for everybody else. And we've achieved nothing because can't nobody deliver us but Yah.
So
let us put our foolish part.
Ima, will you please tell us the time frame for those that may not be able to attend? Tell the time frame when we'll lift our hands up and praise the Most High and ask him to praise our ancestors.
It's going to be a whole day. It's going to be
okay.
A whole day of fear.
Cool.
We don't know exactly what time we're going to turn and face the land to cry out to our God, because we're going to have, according to the word of Yah, we're to enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have our praise, go with our praise first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to cry out to Yah.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't come up with a time yet as to, well, as time go on, we will have more and more information to share with one another, share with our people.
Thank you, Ima. And then they can go to the site, right, to find out more information.
Yes. You can go to www.yahwillgather.us. Again, www.yahwillgather.us. You can go to that site. You can sign up your name if you want to be a part of this, because we need to get head counts so we know the number of buses and airplanes that we will be needing. So please go to the website, get the information, and come forth, Israel, because this is your nation, our nation, one nation under Yah, and this is for on behalf or near. We're going to cry out on behalf of our God. Did you know most of our people don't know, and why is this so important? And I'm going to be quiet. Because Yah divorced Israel. Did you guys know that?
Yes, ma'am.
But he did not divorce Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
As it is stated in the book of Zechariah, the gathering of the people began in the tents of Yehuda first, so the other tribes don't magnify themselves against Yehuda, which bears witness in Genesis, the scepter would never fall from Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Yehuda is the king's tribe. That's the tribe our king is coming through. So Yehuda has to lead this act of repentance and remorse. They're the one that have to lead this. And as we gather in Lincoln Memorial, we're going to have it streamed live so the whole world will be able to look up on. So wherever our people are, they'll know that the King is speaking. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Ima.
So we have to do this. We have to do this. And from all indication, Yehuda is here, stateside, in this country, here, because the evidence don't lie. We're the one that set the trend throughout the earth. Even though we're scattered everywhere, all the attention falls on what segment of our people.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Hey, Jack, but it seemed like you had something to say. I don't want to cut you off.
No, I just want to say, I was just going to say that, you know, when we do this, hey, Israel, we it won't be long before we'll be going home. Because the Almighty said, if you do this, then I'll remember my covenant, and I will return and gather you and return you back to the land of your fathers.
That's a fact. That's a fact, Eva. Thank you very much. So, Abby, do you have any closing remarks or comments or anything we said?
Just pray, yeah. And as always, stay safe, stay prayed up, and always trust in Yah. Shalom and good night.
Thank you, sister. So, Shehudi.
The same. Just continue to study. And if you really want to know, open your heart up to the Most High. Like Patriot said, he knows your heart. So be true. You really want to know and not from your own understanding. Shalom.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Judy. Cartrell.
Yes, sir. Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, Fa'ima Adora, who lets us know that we got to cry out, reminds us that we have to cry out. And we've read through the codes that we have to cry out. We see that Prophet Yirmiyahu who cried out when our people were in dire straits. And that's the pattern. That's the code. The Most has to return. Seek me early. Seek me and you will find me. And our people have not done that, which is why we're still in trouble. So we, the generation, that's going to break that that code that's been put upon us and go back to the ancient codes, the ancient past. And we're going to see what y'all going to do. Because Yah, he keeps his word. Unfortunately, man doesn't keep their word, but Yah does keep his word. So it's important for us to cry out. And really don't wait until September 16th next year. We should be crying out to Yah every day.
Praise
so, all thanks and praise to the Most High. And may he hear us in one accord on September 16th.
Praise
shout it out.
Praise. I want to thank the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I want to thank Ima Hadora, who loves the Most High and loves this nation, that she is diligently crying out to him and getting us all to unify under the codified effort of crying out. Also, Sister Avia, she's a great gatekeeper. She keeps everything in perspective. Cottrell, he's very detail-orientated. He has a vast reservoir of information about the Most High. And Sister Yehudi, she is colorful in our approach to the Most High, but she's deadly serious. We all are deadly serious. That being said, we don't know where y'all are going, but we know y'all finna get ready to get out of here. Put your trust in the Most High, not in men. That's not the answer to your problem. That is your problem. We ask that you get your new heart and new spirit in the process. Pray to the Most High tonight for a new heart and new spirit that is reflective of the Most High, that the Most High can see, because he sees everything, and that is reflective of his love and your actions in regards to him. That's like King David. That's for heart and spirit like King David. You won't go off tomorrow. Well, Shahudi, Sasavia, Imardor, Katria, y'all want to say shalom and good night, and we love you to the people.
Shalom, family. Good night.
Shalom.
May y'all be with you and know that he loves you, and so do we.
Praise y'all.
Oh, hallelujah. Keep studying, people. Keep studying. Hallelujah.
You better believe it.
Yeah, shalom, shalom. We love y'all. With our words, lift us on high. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. And yeah, this song I dedicated to Sister Ima Adora. Her crying out is the consequences of love for the Most High and our people. We love you.
I will go through the consequence of love. Whatever come, what may, you see, the game for me is you. I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the game for me is you. I begin to hate time and distance, 'cause it makes me wait. It's all I seem to do. I will go through the consequence of love. Whatever come, what may, you see, the gain for me is you. I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the gain for me is you. Begin to hate time and distance, 'cause it makes me wait, and it's all I seem to do. I'll anticipate with all my patience, 'cause it makes me wait, coming home. Through the consequence of love, whatever come, what may, you see, the gain for me is you. I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the gain for me is you. The gain for me is you. The gain for me is you. The gain for me is love.